We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We're going to follow the usual schedule. This final segment is, of course, brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. It has
no
been
way.
For decades.
Yeah, yes.
Long time, since the very beginning.
Yes, it is, since the very first show. Well, we certainly appreciate our small business friends at Williams Gun Sight and know that it is Small Business Saturday.
It's a pretty big small business, I want to say.
It is, but they are still, you know
what? Oh, sure they are.
You spend the money, it stays local. That's important.
That's absolutely right.
Not buying it off eBay.
They aren't just selling stuff either, too. They're manufacturing.
They manufacture right there and sell it. And I have had so much fun this year refitting all my Glocks with their Tridian sights. Putting their night sights on. Jake, tell us what's going on with their sights right now for Black Friday.
Well, yeah, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, this whole today, tomorrow, Monday deal, 25% off all Williams manufactured products. So that's their sights.
Yeah.
You know, they still, the Triton sights, if you want their Western muzzleloader iron sights,
yeah,
they've got flip-up sights for your AR they make right there on site out of aluminum. And don't forget, if you buy the Triton sights, they're glow-in-the-dark ones.
They are glow-in-the-dark.
They're going to install them on your handgun for free.
Right. And a lot of times, they can do it while you wait. As long as they got the people on hand right there, they'll do it for you.
They make those low-reflex sights, their new glass optics that mount on rifles
well. Yes, LRS.
LRS optics.
Those are awesome. So, I was going to do that in one of my 10-22s. Just said I got one on there and try it, and looking forward to it. I actually tried to put it on a 30 carbine, remember?
Yeah.
We were going to do the LRS on a 30 carbine, so I thought, that's perfect. Because the LRS sight's very impressive. Brings your sight plane down lower to the barrel. Brian and the whole team there are very proud of that sight. It's a good one. And it is catching on. I am looking forward to putting it on. I want to put it on a bull barrel 10-22 is what I want to do. But I don't have a bull barrel 10-22 right now.
Just buy a new one.
It sounds like you need a
probably
gun.
I need to buy another gun.
I wonder if they have those at
They
Williams.
Just might. You know, they might. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah, you should do that.
I might stumble across.
The sights are on special right now, though, John.
So sights are on special. 25% off and free install with the Tritians. Or Triton.
As long as you have a gun to put them on.
Yeah. So they've
got the gun there to buy to put the sight on.
I could maybe just kill two birds with one stone.
One stop shopping.
Yeah, there you go. Well, then they got all kinds of cool stuff. If you see something that's new and it comes online, you can also order it there.
I just saw
like
really
the
cool
new 10mm Ruger.
Yeah, but did you see that 308 I sent you last night?
Yes. Is that a Lupo?
No, it's an arms core. It's an import.
Oh, but it has
a $750 semi-auto 308 imported from Turkey. It's cool looking.
It looks like a Lupo. That's what I thought
it was. Looks like a Benelli, but it's not. It's a third of the price.
I didn't blow the picture up to look at it. Just glanced at it.
That could be.
This kid, you know, if you ever have somebody that sends you cool, like it's gun porn. And we get it all the time.
You got to pull it out and unfold the
centerfold. Yeah, you got to unfold it out. You got to look at it real close, get the magnifying glass out. But it is a good-looking gun, you're right. It's an arms core gun made in Philippines?
I don't know. It's not made here.
Oh, you said it was made in Turkey.
I don't know. It's made somewhere not here at some
point. Right. Well, it's not going to help Small Business Saturday, then, is it?
Well, no. But you could buy it from a small business.
You can. So, all right.
But Williams, a 7389 Lapeer Road.
That's right.
Just in Davison off I-69.
Yep. You know what? I heard they're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that is true. So
you can call them if you want, 810-653-2131. But you can always shop their website, which is williamsgunsight.com. That's what I spent a lot of my off time is sitting in doctor's offices waiting.
All
I'm
your
going
time
through
is
it.
Off time.
Yeah. Scrolling. Yep. So
every
I want to talk
light,
about.
Dad's like, oh. Check the used gun section.
Yeah. I send them pictures. I do snapshots of them all the time. So I found what I did this day is I found five really good guns that would work great for small game hunting in Michigan right now, okay, or as soon to come.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah. When you got the venison all processed and put away and you got your deer horns drying, getting ready to put them on a plaque, get out your small game guns and let's go out and do some shooting. Now, how about this? And I thought of this because as this kind of rough weather hits this weekend and it was cold and everything and windy and snowy and nasty, I start putting layers on because of my heart. I get cold real quick. I wear a lot of layers of clothes. Well, I got to peel the layers off. You're right. But I got to put them on when I go hunting. So I'm out there and I'm cold and you go to put your regular shotgun up that you shot in the summertime with a sweatshirt on and it was fine. Now, with three layers of coats on, it's too far. Your face doesn't hit the cheek the way it did when you did that really good skeet round in the summer. Now you're looking at, wait a minute, my gun doesn't fit me. Do right. I need to get this gun cut down? How about this? How about a Remington 870 pump?
Sure.
In 20 gauge.
Okay.
But it's a youth model.
Oh.
This is just a rabbit popping son of a gun. It'd be a great winter hunting gun. 2 3/4 inch chamber, 21 inch ventilated rib barrel with REM chokes.
Okay.
$374.95.
Not a bad deal.
That's a nice gun. It's not the real fancy Wingmaster.
No, it's an Express.
It's an 870 Express.
20-gauge youth.
But
the nice thing
chamber,
about these 870s,
which is all you need.
There's a billion accessories. If
yeah.
you want to get it and say, you know what, I want a...
It's like a Camaro.
I want
Mustang.
A cool, what's the brand, folding stock.
Oh, and, like and a Chode Ram, or something? Ram line?
Ram line folding stock.
Yeah. And, you don't need that stuff, though. It's a good gun just by itself.
No, but I want to put the little side saddle on it or
whatever.
You can
even put an adjustable buttstock like an AR-15 on them.
Tapco makes those.
Yep. So it'd be a cool choice for $375. Remember, they got 90-day layaway. Christmas is only, what, 30 days away?
Not very long.
25 days away?
Not very long.
Yeah, 26 days away. So how about this one? A Benelli Montefeltro.
Oh, polar opposite end of the spectrum.
No kidding. Semi-auto 20-gauge. 28-inch, and this is on their clearance rack. So this is it's old, new stock, brand new gun.
Okay.
Beautiful. Montefeltros are absolutely
walnut
stunning.
Walnut stocks.
But what I'm used to seeing with Montefeltros are, yeah, it's walnut stocks. Montefeltros are usually about $1,800, $2,000.
Yeah, gorgeous guns.
This one's on their clearance rack for $1,324.95.
Wow.
I'm telling you what, it would be an outstanding gift for that man you love. Son.
or just
a great gun.
Take your Christmas bonus coming up.
There you go.
Slap it in layaway now.
That card, make the first payment in January.
That's or like half of America put on the card and never paid the card off.
Oh, come on now, don't say that.
So.
Hopefully. Now here's another one. And this
what's
one's
his name? Dave, what's his name? Who's the
Chappelle?
No, who's the finance guy? Dave Ramsey shaking his head when I say
that. Oh, yeah, no
you kidding.
Never
have to pay that card
Did
off.
Did he just say that on the radio?
Yes.
He says? How about this
we're
one?
We're like the opposite of the Dave Ramsey show.
Well,
just buy it.
Where's the Jake and John
just
show?
Just put it on a card and buy it.
All right.
It might not be there tomorrow.
How about this one? A Winchester Super X4.
Okay,
new. These are nice guns. These are Turkish made. This one's all camo.
Is this new old stock or is this
new
used?
Old stock.
Okay.
20-inch. No, this one might not be old stock.
Oh, okay.
20 gauge semi-auto with 3-inch chambers.
Perfect.
It's a Super X4.
Yep.
But it's got a 26-inch barrel, so it is a shorter platform, which is nice. It's got chokes too as well. The whole thing's camouflage. There's no bare metal on it that you see. Except for the bolt, I believe. The price on this one's $824.95.
Yeah.
That's a nice shotgun. Low recoil, 20 gauge, easy to shoot. You could duck hunt with it. You could pheasant hunt with it. You can shoot skeet with it, or you can go small game hunting with it.
And, you know, with a lot of these things now, with 12 gauge and 20 gauge, and I think all the other ones too, especially in the double A's from Winchester from shotgun shells, you can get the low recoil shotgun shells.
Yeah, you can.
So you can get a 20 gauge target load, low recoil, and it actually functions pretty well. Now, it might not always work in some of the semi-autos.
Right.
But
right.
For the most part, it will function pretty
well.
We've
done that
guns.
For your mother. Shooting 20 gauges.
You know, 20, like that Remington pump, your first one, would be great with 20 gauge reduced recoil loads.
To start somebody new hunting or anything. Or just for yourself, just for a comfortable load. Now, let's go high end again. You ready for this one? How about a Browning Satori?
Okay.
This is in the clearance rack as well. This is a beautiful one. It's a Hunter model, so it's not high gloss.
Oh.
It has a matte finish on the walnut, and it's beautiful. Matte finish on the metal. 20 gauge, 28 inch over and under. This thing is beautiful. And it's a Satori. So it's
about the best you can get for an over and under.
Yeah, for under $5,000. You know, that's,
well,
you know,
yeah. For the most.
For most of us people that shoot, that's a good working gun.
It's not a Krieghoff or Perazzi or
nope,
a Kohler.
It's not a Kohler, but it's a nice gun. Now, price on the Satori. $1,824.95.
It's no Howland and Holland, but it'll do.
Oh, it'll do more than do. That would be a prize gun. I've always wanted a good over and under 20 gauge, and I have not bought one yet in my life because I still like shooting 12 gauge. We'll see how I do after my shoulder replacement.
What's your shoulder dictate?
Yeah.
Glad I don't switch into 410s.
Glad I don't shoot with my knees. So
I've got that 410 bolt action you can use.
Yeah.
That'll.
Now, how about this one? Last gun on the list, side by side 20 gauge.
Okay.
That was my first shotgun. Was a 20 gauge side by side. This is a Stoeger Uplander, 26 inch barrels, blued with walnut. It's in a clearance rack, but opposite end of the spectrum price-wise. Price on this one's $454.95.
Nice.
That's a good gun at a fair price.
Yep.
Stogers are good, solid shotguns. I've had a couple of them, and I haven't had them for long, but I've shot them and liked them. And not heirloom quality, but doggone nice shotguns. So lots of fun stuff to be had out there in good prices on 20 gauges. Small gaming or busting clays, whatever you want to do. These 20 gauges are just a great recipe for making good memories. And I know some of my favorite memories. I had one horror story with a 20 gauge. I slipped and fell on New Year's Day in 1980. And I slipped on an icy road. We had an ice storm that year. We were small game hunting on New Year's Day. And when I lost my balance and fell, I lofted my gun. Somehow I let go of it, trying to break my fall. The gun came down.
Discharged?
No. It broke on the ground. It hit the ground and the butt stopped, snapped in two. And this was a Boito.
Yeah.
A Kmart Boito 20 gauge side by side. Broke the stock in half, but when it happened, the barrels were touching my ears. And my brother Dave says, "You're the luckiest person I've ever known in my life."
Yeah.
That gun should have went off. And it didn't, because I was loaded and had two shells in the chamber.
Wow.
And the both barrels were pointed right into my ear when that gun hit the ground. And didn't go off. So I said, well, if I'm a cat, that's I got 8 years left. Mm-hmm. So, but go make your own memories. Not bad ones like that one. But I lived through it, and that's a good thing. Remember to check out all the Black Friday weekend specials. Shop local and get out to Williams and go get some new tires set up for next week and all kinds of wonderful things you can do with the sponsors.
Check
of
them out online. You can get to everybody at the website, John.
Yep. You can link to everybody's site.
TheGSS.com. Send them an email, shooter@TheGSS.com.
Thank you.
Because you might get talked about in an upcoming show.
That's right. And thanks to Bob for reaching out this week and wishing us both a good hunting, Jake. Bob.
Perfect. No thanks, whiskey. Bob.
Yeah.
All right, back to the classic rock, the ultimate classic rock, right here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock. We'll talk again next week.